Praise God. Well, let's turn over. Let's go to Colossians. Why don't you go to Colossians 1, and then why don't you go ahead and find Psalm 103 while you're at it. Just hold your finger there. Colossians 1, Psalm 103. Colossians 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12, it says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. It says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We've been spending some time there. But notice it says, He has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance. Turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. It says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So this is part of our inheritance. This is describing some things that are in our inheritance. We just read how we are qualified to be partakers of the inheritance. And this, that's in the new covenant. Jesus has qualified us through His blood. But even in the old covenant, there was an old covenant. We have a better covenant in the new covenant. But even in the old covenant, there were benefits to serving the Lord. And this lists some of them. And notice verse 2, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, if you could forget them, maybe we need to be stirred up and reminded of them sometimes. And I'm telling you what, the world will try to make you forget them. You just have to go to work. By the time you get home, you can feel like, what benefits, right? This world will try to beat those benefits and your consciousness of those benefits out of you and try to tell you, what are you talking about? Benefits in serving God? What do you mean? What God? Where is He? It just try to push every ounce of faith out of you. You realize the world sucks on you, tries to suck the life right out of you. Anybody else experience that? Oh yeah, you guys have all been in the world. So you just have to be out in the world. There's not people walking down the street just trying to put faith into you. They're not. You walk by, you just get up in the morning and you go out into this world, you just chalk it up. The world is going to try to take and steal faith from you. And if we're not conscious of that, Then you can go through the day and be like, what's happening? Why do I feel drained? Because you're being drained. Because the world is going to try to drain you. But we have to know that. There was one of my teachers in Rhema, she said, you know, so she would be in the alumni office and help and work in there and receive calls from Rhema alumni, people that were out in the ministry. You know, they have an office there you can call and get advice or talk to somebody or whatever. And these people, this one couple, I believe it was, called in, and they were just like, you know, it just feels like we're going, you know, upstream, up a river. It just feels like it's just like we're going, just like the current's going the opposite way. And she said, yeah. Yeah, you are. This is called being a Christian. That's what's happening. Everybody else is going that way, and you're going, I'm going this way, and they're all coming by you, and you feel like you're going upstream. That's because it's true. I mean, do we know this or not? You just go look around. I mean, they're not all going, yeah, praise God. I mean, you imagine if everybody's going down the straight street, praise God, glory, hallelujah. Are you doing all right today? Have you read your Bible? And you go down the street and there's all the windows are open. Instead of some of this music, they're playing just praise music. Every car you go, you stop at the stop sign and the guy, the kid, the, you know, teenager's got his window rolled down and it's praise music. Huh? You imagine that everywhere you go? It's not like that. I tell you what, I mean, in Tulsa, you get a little taste of it. If you've never been, it's a different place. I mean, you realize you do go into stores, and they are playing Christian music there, like grocery stores. Oh, yeah, there's, because, you know, Rhema's been there all this time, different ministries. I'm blanking on his name right now. But another healing evangelist was there. I mean, over time, there are ministry after ministry that has moved there. I mean, there are so many churches in Tulsa and Broken Arrow and mega churches. There's just many, you know, Willie George is there. Of course, Rhema's there. There's just four or five. There's another one that used to be really big. It's not as big now. Billy Joe Doherty was there, Victory Christian Center. There's some really, you know, Cartland Pearson used to be there. He's not anymore. But Oral Roberts University is there. I mean, over time, there is a lot there. And so you go, you know, like one person was sharing, you know, you go back, people will get jobs, you know, Rhema students, stuff. They're like working at the steakhouse, and they go back and, you know, into where they're talking in the servers and stuff, and they're all talking about God. You come out, and people pray over their food and stuff. I mean, it's there is an element that's different. I mean, you do see people. There's a lot more Christian influence. Yet, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes, it's not all Christian, but I mean, you see an influence. But still, you're in the world. And let me just tell you, I've been to Tulsa. You just, you know, it's not like all the cares of this life leave. And I'm telling you, wherever you go, if you think Colorado Springs is the place to go or, you know, around that, well, it would just be all great. That I'm here to tell you, the world's the world. And there, until we get to heaven, we're not going to escape this draining influence. But the good news is, if we're aware of this, you don't have to live drained. You can be aware that people will attempt to drain you, and you have to know that. And the enemy can try to drain you through people, but you have to be aware of it, and that's why we got to stay focused on the right thing. We got to be focused on what God is saying, because the world's not going to pump you up. If you go out of your house in the morning and you're not feeling good and you're not focused on God, you're more than likely going to get to work and they're not going to help you with that. If anything, you're going to go in the opposite direction. If you don't do something to counteract it, you're usually not going to get help from people. The highway, the interstate's probably not going to help you. Those people in their cars are probably not there to bless you. They're not going to probably make you feel better. You're probably not going to get a whole lot of smiles when you pass them. You know, just, hey, it's a good day, right? You know, they're just, hey, how's it going? That's probably not what you're going to hear. If you hear anything, on the way to work. It's probably not, hey, how's it going? It's probably a blaring horn or some things you don't want to repeat or some gestures you don't want to mimic, right? This is where we live, right? We live in a world, and benefits of God, what benefits? What God? That's what the world says. So you can forget these things. I mean, you're not careful. I mean, we don't have to, like, forget long term. Like, well, I never forget that. Yeah, but there are times in the day where you might forget it. Right? You might say, if I were to come up to you and say, hey, you know about this and this and, you know, the benefits of God. Oh, yeah, but right in the middle of the day when there's some pressure, you may be acting like you don't have any recollection of any benefits because in that moment, you've forgotten them. Right? Why would that be? Because something is helping you to forget. There are things out here that you're seeing and feeling that are pushing on you and pushing on you enough that your mind is pushing the things of God to the back and you're acting like there are no benefits. Right? And so we have to stir ourselves up. It says, and you can tell this is what David's doing right here. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He's talking to himself right there. He's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In other words, self, we're going to bless God right now. We're going to thank God right now. And this is a good thing to do. When you feel like that pressure, you feel like stuff at work's not going well, you do not want to start complaining or letting yourself down or be like, man, what's going on? You do that, you're automatically yielding to the wrong thing. You're going to the wrong path. At that point, this is a good time to practice what it's talking about right here. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is a good time to just bless God. And I think I'm going to have a remembrance session right now. I'm going to remember what God is to me. There is a God. This is what he's saying. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What's he saying? He said, self, this is not the time to start looking at other things. This is the time to remember some things. We're going to stir ourselves up. And I don't care if you've heard it 50 times, 100 times, 500 times, if you have every CD and MP3 on the subject, and you've listened to all of them 15 times, it does not matter, because if you, long as you live in this world, you're going to be tempted to forget these things. Maybe not permanently, but the devil is going to try to get you to doubt the reality of the word and doubt the presence of Almighty God in your life. He's going to get you to doubt, well, I know some things, but. And as soon as you start saying, but, you've already started looking at the wrong thing, because God never says, but. Not in this way. He never says, you know, geez, you know, I'd really like to do this in the earth, but God's never going to do that. There's never like, man, I'd like to see this, but. I mean, in his power. No, he's never going to be like, I wish I could, but you know, I don't feel good today. I don't feel like I have the power today. Me, I mean, I'm God, but I don't feel like God today. Man, forget the earth. Let's let it spin one day on its own. I'm going back to bed. Thank God he doesn't do that, right? He doesn't do that. I mean, he might say, I'd like to do something in their life, but they won't let me, but he's not going to say, my hands are tied, right? No, he's not going to do that. But if we, in the middle of our day, if we're going, gosh, I know, I mean, I just heard a sermon on that in the way to work, but then look at this mess. Look at these people. Look what they're talking about. I don't want to hear it anymore. Guess what? If you live in the world and you work in the world and you walk in the world, this is the way it is. There ain't no use in waiting and wishing for, I just wish I worked in an all-Christian company. You might not wish that anymore if you work there. Christians can yield to the devil too. There is no heaven on earth. There is portions of heaven on earth that we can experience heaven. You can have a godly family. Thank God we can gather together as Christians. I'm telling you, if you're just looking for this utopia, we're not going to find it here. It's not in this realm. It does exist where there is a place where there is no pain, there is no devil, there is no curse. You imagine what it's going to be like. You step off and there's no devil whispering in your ear. There are no thoughts like that. What? Because there's no enemy. He's not there. You don't have to push. You don't have to combat. Why? Because he's not there. But that's not here. So there's not going to be any point in going into work or going, you know, and wherever, and, you know, on the freeway, whatever. And just, I wish going to the mall this time of year. I just wish people would just, wish they would what? Not be sinners and people like they are. I mean, it's just going to be, right? It's not going to do any good to wish it were different. It's not going to do any good to get mad at it. What do we need to do? We need to stir ourselves up and believe God. And in the middle of when it looks like it's bad, we say, no, God is still God. And right now I'm going to remember a few of those things. Right?
Yes.
And that's what David's doing here. He's just stirring himself up and says, you know, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, sometimes you just have to take yourself by the ear and say, we're going to bless God right now. We're going to do it. We're going to praise God. You can be feeling like you want to just say, what? I mean, I've served God and what's going on? That's not the way to go because you're questioning the Lord. He's not the problem ever. And the fact is, most of the time, a lot of times you think you have a problem. You don't really have a problem. The devil's trying to make you think you have a problem. And if you start agreeing with him, now you got a problem. Right? So when he's trying to put pressure, not to join in with him and go, yeah, this really does look bad. It's time to say, this is a good time to praise God. It does look bad, but God isn't checked out. Right? He's still here. I can still stir myself up and I can thank him right here. And I believe I will. I'm going to bless God right now. And self, you don't feel like it? Tough. You're going to bless God. Thank God. And I'm telling you, that's powerful. I'm not talking about just Christian easy, oh, bless the Lord. I'm saying you do it from yourself. You make a conscious decision. I'm going to thank God right now. I'm going to bless him right now. And you don't have to make a show for anybody. You can be walking down the hallway somewhere and just be like, thank you, Lord. I bless you. You're coming through. You're good in this situation. That's blessing the Lord. You don't have to put on a fake face and start. It's not for anybody else. It's you are blessing the Lord and you are making a statement. I'm not going to be pushed off by anything. I'm going to enjoy this day right now. I'm going to enjoy this time right now. Well, you have to remind yourself. You got to bring yourself back to reality and say, whoa, no, I'm not going that way. I'm staying right here. And the pressure can be intense to push you and get you to try to go off the other way. It can try to push you. So even if you feel like it, should you just give into it? Say, well, okay, it feels too bad. No. That's when you got to stir yourself up and remind yourself and say, no, I'm going to bless the Lord right now. Because we've been qualified to be partakers of this inheritance. So if he's qualified me, I'm going to partake of it now. Amen? Praise you, Lord. You can go through this list. But I think, you know, verse 1 and verse 2, it says, bless the Lord. You know, if you just walked out of here and you just focused on those two verses, I think your life would be changed for the next few days. I mean, you don't even have to go any further than that. If you just camped on those two verses, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. If you just stayed there and just determine that you're going to bless him and you're going to thank him for everything he has done. And don't look at the things that don't look like they're going perfect right now, but thank him for what he has done, what he's already given you, what he has blessed you with. Thank him for the things you do have in your life. Thank him for what you have of health. Thank you that he has promised a strong body. Thank you for the precious loved ones you have in your life. Thank him for the money you do have, that you could be out on the street begging, and you could be in the rain and the snow, and you know, you have the clothes you have, and you have food to eat, and you just start thinking, thank God you've been so good to me, and it's just going to keep getting better. And regardless of what I'm looking at here, I know I have a mansion in heaven. I'm going to get there, but right now, I'm just going to thank you right now, and you start staying right there, man, you can get through anything. Right?
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I believe it. You believe it?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Don't forget. Don't be made to forget. Don't be pressured to forget. In fact, in the face of pressure to try to make you forget, you realize what's going on and consciously make the decision, when you feel yourself slipping and starting to forget what you believe, what you know to be true, you need to go into resist mode and say, oh no. No, when you're tempted to start saying, to complain and start saying, wait, I just don't know how, you need to be conscious of that, and something should go off on you right there and say, oh no, it's time to stir myself up and bless the Lord. I'm not talking about some Christian easy thing, well, it's time to, no, I'm saying, really, where not, well, it's time to have a praise thing, and I'm going to put on a, no, I'm saying, in the middle of something really pushing on you, say, no, we're not going down that path, that's not going to happen, I'm going to thank the Lord right now. Lord, thank you that you're faithful. Thank you. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to stop and talk out loud. You can be walking down in the middle of the grocery store and just be saying, thank God, inside. Thank God, Lord, you're going to change this situation. Thank you for what you have done. I just choose to bless you and thank you right now. I choose not to even take one step in the direction of forgetting anything that you've done for me. I'm going to stay right here. And then, you know, you just pump yourself up that way. You just focus on him. And if you'll bless the Lord and focus on him, you'll see yourself be buoyed up on the inside. You'll see yourself be refreshed. You get a boost. Why? Because you're drawing life from him. Because you're looking at him and you're saying, Lord, I'm not going to look at this. I'm looking at you. That what we have to realize is we are being nourished on the inside. We're pulling strength from the Lord. That's how it's supposed to work. And when you pull strength from him into your spirit, it strengthens your outer man. Yes. It said this body, it's the outer man's perishing. It's decaying. But the new man, the inner man, is being renewed day by day. The inner man's being renewed day by day. And so if you'll concentrate on the fact you're renewing yourself, you're stirring yourself up, the fact that you're renewing yourself by drawing on him and looking to him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Just look at that. I think that's... say that was over here. I just want to look that scripture up. Where is that? Yeah, there it is. Turn over there real quick. I just wanted you to lay your eyes on in case you don't know where it is. 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians, 4:16. Everybody there? It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Amen? Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Does that sound like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits? I'm going to remember who I serve. I won't lose heart. I'm not going to look at the external. I'm going to look at the internal. I'm going to look at what is not seen and not what is seen. You stir yourself up. You say, no, I'm... See, when you're blessing the Lord, did anybody see the Lord today? So what do you have to do right from the get-go if you're going to bless the Lord? You're already operating in faith. And that's going to give you strength, and that's going to buoy you up. You're automatically going to, when you're saying, Lord, I'm blessing you, you're already choosing not to look at what you see and feel and maybe experiencing your emotions, and you're choosing to look at the Lord. That's operating in faith, and faith will, when you stir yourself up in faith, that's going to buoy you up. That's going to strengthen you. That's going to draw strength into your inner man, and you'll feel better. I'm telling you, it'll put energy right into your body. You could be feeling just dragging. Start praising God for real. I mean, just start saying, Lord, I bless you. You don't have to sing a song. Say, Lord, I thank you. You will feel better. It will strengthen your body. We are, our outward man may be decaying. It may be, you know, it's eventually going to go to the grave. But while we're here, you can draw strength from your inner man right now. In fact, I mean, so why is your body still alive? It's because your spirit's still there, right? So it does draw strength from your spirit. Your spirit goes, your body's done. Somebody was just saying, somebody we know just lost their mother. And she was elderly, but he was in the room when she left, and he said it was not most interesting, but he was just impressed. Like, I mean, it was just. He didn't say amazing, but to see the life. I mean, we've seen movies where people so-called die, but that's not real. That's somebody that's actually alive acting like they're dead. That's not the same. I've never seen somebody pass away like that where the spirit's leaving. But he said, just see the life, the spirit actually leave her body. He said it was just really just like, wow, that was really impressed him. I mean, it made an impact on him. Well, because that's the body without the spirit. That's not the person that we're looking at, right? You're not looking at the real Jim. I'm not looking at the real you. I can't, that you're in there. But without your spirit, you're not